Okay, we're up to Pei Ches Amud Beis. Rav Ashi Omer. We have a memra from Rav that Rav said that find it. Omer Rav Lashon Lashon Nisus Beit Echad. Aval Nisus Hapishnei Eidim Lo Seitzer. It's only if an Eid Echad said that she, what's it called, that she, her husband died, then she, what's it called, if she gets married, then she can't, she has to be divorced from both of them, if he comes back. But if she got married, Al Pi Shnei Eidim, then she doesn't have to be divorced, and the Gemara took on from the second one. Now, the Gemara explained, it's talking where the Maisa, what's it called, two Eidim came, they said he's dead, and then the guy came back, two Eidim says not him, she says not him, and two Eidim say it is him. So it's two against two, and she says for sure it's not him, and one of the Eidim who says I know for sure the guy's dead, the original husband, marries her. That's how we said the case before. Okay. Now Rav Ashi Omer, Rav Ashi explains Rav, my lo teitze dekoma Rav lo teitze mehetera harisha. She is allowed to remain married to the first guy, not the second guy. First guy. Mara says, Ha'omer Rav Chavazimna. Rav said that already once. That when she's married, Nisei, Shalob Rishus, Muteris Lavzalo. If she didn't need Rishus Beizdin, it was two Eidim, so she didn't need Beizdin to be mad to her. The two Eidim said clearly her husband's dead. She got married based on that. Then, Muteris Lavzalo, she can go back to the first husband. So Rav already said this halacha. That's the halacha. So chada mechlol de chaver to itmar. In a chanami, Rav said really one of them, and the other one was said as a result of the other. They're both really one member. Not that he said it twice. He said it, and he basically said this is the halacha, and therefore Rav said that it's only if she got married with one aid, but two aid then would be mutter. Rashi. My lo seitze become a rav le'el, ava b'shnei eidim lo seitze, me'etera rishon, the choseris l'rishon danusahavit. She's allowed to remain married to the first one, because the second one, since there were eidim who said their husband's dead, what choice did she have? She lived with this guy, ba'onis. Wasn't willingly, it was thinking that her husband's dead. So therefore, what's it called? She's mutter to continue living with the first one. Okay. Omar Shmuel, lo shonu ela shelo machashto, ava machashto lo soitze. Okay, so a case like this. Again, it's going back to the case where two witnesses said that, where one witness said the husband is dead, or two witnesses said the husband is dead. Doesn't make a difference. And then the guy came back, and the woman, and he says he's the husband, and she says you're not my husband, she's machish. So then if she's machish, then she can stay married to the second guy. So Mor says mayaskin, let's see Rashi, lo shonu masnisin de teitze. Okay, so this is Mor mayaskin, what's the case? Elaine would be tray if it's talking where there are two people who say that it's the husband, and she says no, it's not the husband. Ki machashto le mahavi. What's this? Her words are buck. It's going against two aid, right? So originally there was one aid that came and said the husband is dead, and then the guy showed up, and two aidim say this is the guy, and she says no, it's not my husband. So she's not believed b'chlal, right? Ela b'chad must be that only one aid came and said that what's it called, that it's the husband, right? Time of demachoshoso, it's only because she says it's not my husband, right? Hoshoska teitze, right? The maisa, what's it called, if she kept quiet, right, then she has to be divorced from both guys. Okay, v'omar ula. Right? Why should that be? The ain dvorav shel echad b'makom shnai. What happened is the following. The one witness said that her husband's dead. He has the koach now of two. Okay? And then one witness came and said the husband is alive. Okay? In other words, the husband came back and said it's me. And she doesn't know if it's him or not. Yeah. So what's it called? L'chora, the second one witness who says that it's the husband, and we don't know if it's the husband or not, right? Should not have power against the first Eid Echad. Wherever the Torah believed in Eid Echad, it gave power to that first Eid Echad as two. Just as if it would be two. But it didn't give power to an Eid Echad who said that she's not mutter to get married. It gave power to an Eid Echad who said it's mutter to get married. Didn't give power to an Eid Echad who said it's not mutter. So that Eid Echad is like an Eid Echad. And the first one is like two. He's not like two to go against two. That not. But he's like two to go against one. He's not. He has the power of two against one. He doesn't have the power of two mamish to be a trey utrey. Two for sure cancel him out. He's not mamish like two. But he's more than the one. He has more credibility than a one that comes later after him. Against him. Okay, let's see Rashi. E name of a betray the Amri Zebala. Two people come and say this is the husband. Again, the same case. Two people said he's dead. The guy comes back, and we don't know if it's him. And two witnesses say it's him. So it's two against two. Even if she doesn't say anything, right? Lechora, what's it called? She has to be divorced. Hari kan shnayim. Hari u choshuk kishnayim. So Mara says, if it's talking about one witness. Right, one witness came and said it's him. Then why, even if she's quiet, why should she have to get divorced? The first witness who said the husband's dead has a power of two. And the one who comes now and says that this is the husband, so he's not dead, only has the power of one. So the first one should cancel out the second one. Like in this case, it's Masha from here that the Torah said that he's believed. Not that the Rabbanan says. Mashal, like those sheep as a whole, that it's a din ha-Torah. Somehow it works from the Torah. So that whatever it is, even if the din Rabbanan, the Rabbanan made it like a Torah. They made it like he's Mekadosh Al Tanai. So in any case, in the end, it comes out that we believe this guy like two, in order to be Matur. The Eid is Sota, Lomar Nitma, or a case of Sota, the Torah said Betheirish, the Eid Einba. Right? There's no even one Eid who knows for sure that she was tummy, then she doesn't drink. So if an aide comes and says she's tummy, he has the power of two. And if somebody else, another aide comes and says, no, she wasn't mitame, she wasn't mizana, he doesn't only have the power of two. The ain't varav shalech, but the omer lo meis, b'makom shnayim. And the guy who says lo meis, who comes and says this is the husband, doesn't have that power. So the first aide should be mevatel, the second aide, she should be able to remain married to the second guy.
Is it only because he came after the fact?
Right, came afterwards. Right. Because once we establish what the first one said, he has that power. Okay. It's talking where there were two witnesses, but they were puzzled. And when an Eid Echad is believed, we even believe psulim. Right? Wherever the Torah believed one aid, like we explained a few days ago, you don't need aidus. You only need ne'amonus. It's only credibility. It's not a din of aidus. And therefore, you go after the amount of people there are. When you need aidus, so two aidim are like 100 aidim. Because the Torah gave the same halacha of listening to two Edom as to 100 Edom. There's no difference between them. It's not because of the credibility, it's because of the halacha of Edus. But where the Torah believes one Ed, it's not because of Edus, because we believe him. So then, if you believe him, then it makes a difference how many people are saying the same thing. If two people who are, what's it called, Pasula Edus, are believed over here in this case, like two women, so two women against one man is like two men against one man in such a case, and it's what's it called they overpowered him. Rashi, Hocha the chimacha shelo no nafka b'ksule edus askinim ulaolam betray. Talking by two people came originally and said that her husband is dead. Okay. Kigon krovim al noshim osu behedya da amri zel. Right. No, the two first one witness came and he said that the husband is dead. And then two puzzle the witnesses came, two women came, and said, this is the husband. Okay, we don't know he's the husband, except because they say he's the husband. Doesn't look like the husband. Okay. Ukamash Malon Shmuel, Dazlin and Bosser Rob Dale, Hoyle the Enkat Edis Ksheira. There's no Edis Ksheira over here. So we go after Rob Dale. So two say that it's him, and one says that it's not him, because one says he's dead. So we go after the two. That's what Nechemiah says. In this kind of case, the numbers make a difference. The Iboy Seima, another possibility. Kolhecha to also Eirechad Kosher Mikora Afilu Meir Noshim Keirechad Dami. If the first aid, Kosher, came, he has the power of two aidim, and then even 100 women can't be Mavakulim, because he has a power of two. Hacha Mayaskin, so what's the case over here? Going to Asya Isha Meikara, right? Where a Eid Echad came, but it was not an Eid Echad of a kosher Eid, who then has the stature of two witnesses, right? But an Eid Echad of a apostle Eid. A woman came and said the husband's dead. And then two other women came and said that this is the husband. Then we go after Rov Deos. The Tirtzel of Nechem Yehochi. And Rav Nechemiah, we have to then explain the following way. Rav Nechemiah Omer, Kol Mokum Shemina Torah Eid Echad Holach Acharov Deyos Va'osu Shtei Noshim De'isha Achas Kishnei Anoshim De'isha Echad. Right? They made two women against one witness, one woman witness, like two men witnesses connected one, what's it called, one man witness. In other words, if an Eid Echad man came, then two women wouldn't passel him, because that man has a koach of two edim, right? Keneged an eid echad, and the two women don't have any more believability than that first eid echad. But if the first eid was passel, was also a woman, then two women overpower one woman. But enochanami, if the first one was kosher, then only two men witnesses could overpower him. So if the first one was passel, two women witnesses could overpower her too. That's how Rav Nechemiah was done. Aval shtei noshim b'ishechad kipalgu palgadomi. But two women against one aid, that's already, the aid has a koach of two also. So then it becomes a suffix. It's trey. And then we go back to the case we had before. If she says for sure she knows he's dead, and the witness says, well, here the witness is a woman. So, no, the witness is a, right, the first witness is a man. He says, I'm sure he's dead. They could get married. But if it's a woman first and then two women, then what's it called? We go after the two women who say that he's still alive. Ukidreb Nechemya, Rashi, Komakom, Shehemina, Torah, Eid Echad, Ein Din Eidus Bedover. It's not a din of Eidus, like we explained. Then it's just credibility, Nemonis. Mide Eid Echad Nemonis, because since one witness is believed, one witness is never believed as an Eid. He's believed as Nemonis. Therefore, psulim are also kosher. As long as they're not kosher, that they're lying, they're just puzzle the aedus like a woman. Woman don't think she's lying, she just can't be an aid. But you don't need an aid over here, you just need credibility. So women are also believed. The osu shtei noshim hamachishos ishechad kishnei anoshim beishechad demehemni. And they made two women against one aid like two men against one aid. And that would be that the two cancel out the one. Even though the one has a din of two, he doesn't have mamash a din of two, a keneged two. He has a din of two, keneged another one who comes after him, like we explained. Hilgach ilu lo bo habau, the eid omer meis, ushnei psulei eidus omrim lo meis, lo nafka lo micheska se shesish, the holach acharov deis. Therefore, the husband isn't here. And two say, and one woman says that, what's it called, that he died. Two psulei to say that he died, and two say Right. One witness said that he's dead, and two psulei edus said that he's not dead. We go after the two. Two psulei edus are just like two kosher edim over here, and two cancels out one. The chenk is shabohabal, or the husband did come back, but we don't recognize him. The elu shnei psulei edus imo haomrim zehu. He omer sheino makera. She said, I don't know, recognize him. I don't know if it's him or not, but the two witnesses say, yeah, this is him. Imzemlav, he lo machashulu nafka. It's talking where she didn't contradict them, but she just says, I don't know. I don't know if it's him. And they say it is him. So it's like one saying he's dead, and one saying he's not, two saying he's not dead. Toshte noshi machishos eid horishon shesia v'lo yotza mecheskosa. Where she contradicts the two women. And she says, I'm sure this is not my husband. You can say whatever you want, but this is not him. Right? Then dal aid kamamehacha. Take away the first aid. You don't need the first aid. She contradicts them. Aim psule edus nemon lahoy la'odim kosher afilo ainela. Psule edus aren't believed. Can get a person who themselves is kosher, and that she herself is kosher. She says, this is not my husband. You'd say it is, but you're psulei edus, so we don't believe you, we believe me. She called all the nem and alasmo b'isurim b'dovra borolo. Persons believe on what's nogeya to him if it's sure, if he's sure. And two psulei edus can't come and take away from that. Right? In other words, if somebody says, I know for sure this meat's kosher, and two women come along and say, no, it's straight. You don't believe them. They're psuleh. It's not a din of edus over here. It's nemonis. I'm more nemon on my thing than you are. I say, I know for sure it's kosher. You can't come along and say it is straight. Elim ken yesh edus ksher of dovrath. Two men, kosher edim, come and say it's straight. Then we believe the two edim. Then the Torah said, apishnayim edim, yakum dovrath. But over here, it's not because the Torah said to believe them. The Torah said because they're credible. I'm more credible on my thing than you are. Hilka commander less nayodomi. Therefore, these two women are as if they don't exist. Umicheska say she sees Yosa. Therefore, she went away from Cheska say she sees. She had an eight echo and said her husband's dead. And this guy comes along and she says, not my husband. So she was Yotze, Micheska say she sees. I'll pee the eight echo. I'll pee Rishalai. The boy same, another possibility. Kohecha de Osa eight echo, kosher mikora. Where an eid echad kosher came to begin with, the Omar Meis, and he said that the husband's dead. Afilu kuf noshim ashin achar shenisays. If 100 women would come after she got married, okay, what's it called, Menachem Rabbi Yossi, not before, but after. The Amri lo Meis ke eid echadam. There are only like one eid, and he has a din of two, so they wouldn't be believed. 100 women come along and say this is the guy, and we don't know if it's him or not. And the first aid said that he's dead. So we believe the first aid, first kosher aid, even against 100 women. Vahavilu aid, machish aid, the achron ain't klum, kidaula, because the first one has a din of two. The lo nafka. Ula shmuel afilu shoska, and according to Shmuel, even if she kept quiet, she doesn't contradict, she would be still allowed to stay married to the second guy. Vahacha dechi shoska, omer shmuel teitze. Right, kagon. Well, here Shmuel said if she kept quiet and she didn't contradict, she has to get divorced. What's the case? Talking where the original first witness was also a woman who said that he's dead. Now you have two women against that one woman. There the two went out. If she doesn't contradict, then it's two against one. But if she says also, I know it's not my husband, then it's two against two. Because the first one said he's dead, so obviously not him. And the second one said, and she says he's dead because this is not him. And maybe what's it called? It's two against two. Okay. The Tirtzel of Nechemya, the Lotani Bo Asu Shtei Noshim Bishechot, and with Reb Nechemya, you'd have to say, Reb Nechemya never said they made two women against one man like two men against one man. No. They made two women against one woman, like two men against one man. But two women against one man would not be believed, because the first man has a din of edus, like two. He's even stronger than two women, two psulei edus to come afterwards.
Okay, we're up to Pechesam Beis, last two dots. Tricha get mizel mizeh. So if the husband comes back, she needs a get from the first husband and from the second one. Since she can't live with her first husband anymore, she was married to him, she needs a get. But the second one, she never was married to him. She was mazana with him. But she was a married woman, so there can't be any other marriage, even though he married her, but the marriage didn't take effect, so why does she need a get? Just forget about him and get a get from the first guy, and then she can't live with either of them. We're afraid that people will see that they'll think that the reason she was able to live with the second guy is because the first guy divorced her, and therefore she remarried, and now she's getting free of this guy without a get. So people will think that an Ashesi can go out without a get. So because of that Gzeira, they made her get a get from the second guy too, for fear that people would think that the reason she lived with the second guy wasn't Znus, not because she thought her husband was dead, but because her husband divorced her before he left. Ihachi Seifa Diktani Omru Lameis Ba'alech V'niskadcha V'yachakak Bo Ba'ilo Muteres Lazalo. Right? Hosam Nomi Neima Girizeh V'kidizeh V'nimtze Eishasish Yotzeh Shalom B'get. The halacha is like this. The Seifa says that if two witnesses said to her that your husband died, and she went and got married. Well, not one witness said. One witness said that your husband's dead. She went and got married. But she didn't get married completely. She just had kedushin. And then, what's it called? Right after the kedushin, her husband came back, said, Mazel Tov, what's it called? What's the chuppah over here? And he says, I recognize the kallah. So they have a chance to make nesuin. They just made the kedushin. And then the halacha is that she can go back to her original husband, since they never consummated the marriage. She never lived with the other guy, right? She just made kedushin, which was a farce. So then she can go back and live with the first one, but she doesn't need a get from the second one. Let's say the same thing. People will think they saw her getting married to the second guy. He made kedushin. He sat up mekadeshously, right? And now they'll say, well, she's going back to her first husband. So what are people going to say? Oh, you see that, what's it called, that first of all he divorced her, she remarried somebody else, and now went back to her original husband without a get. Mora says, la'olam boy get. She needs a get over there. She can go back to her first husband, but she needs a get from the second guy. So Mora says, there's another problem to come out. People are going to see the second guy gave her a get, so they're going to assume that the first guy divorced her, she married a second guy, and now she's allowed to go back to her first husband. So don't make that mistake. Manav Shach is going to be a problem over here. If she doesn't have a get, they'll say he divorced her, and she married this guy, and you see you don't need a get. If he, what's it called, gives her a get, people will say, oh, you see, it's true, he divorced her, she married this guy, he divorced her, and she can go back to her first husband. Either way, it's going to be a problem. So this goes like Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur holds that the only time a man can't remarry his divorcee is if she actually had nesuin with somebody else. But if she only had kedushin with somebody else, he's allowed to take her back. The male is no problem. If the other guy will give her a get, so we won't have the problem of thinking that somebody gets married and gets free without a get, and we won't have the problem of somebody being mazeh grushoso after she remarried, because you're allowed to be mazeh grushoso as long as she didn't have nesuin. She only had eris. See Rashi. People will say it's not that she married this guy because she thought her husband was dead. Before her husband left, he gave her a get, and therefore she married the second guy. And now, if we don't make the second guy give her a get, people will say that a married woman can be yotze without a get.
The
Right? If he does give her a get, there's going to be another problem. And that is, people will say that the first guy divorced his wife, she married somebody else, and now he divorced her, and she's allowed to go back to her original husband. Mursa Zenachanami. It goes like Rabbi Yosef and Kippur, who says that that's Mutter. The only time it's usher for her to go back to her original husband, she actually lived with the second guy. Right? If she lived with him without Kiddushin, Znos, she's also Mutter to go back. It's only usher if she got married and consummated the marriage. But if she got married and didn't consummate the marriage, then what's it called? She can go back to the original husband if the second guy divorces her. Versus Midikha Midikhani Seifa, Afal P, Shinosim La Achrum Get, Lo Posla Minakahuna, Michlau de Lo Boy Get. He boy get, I'm a Lo Posla Minakahuna. Right? The Seifa says over there that even if the second guy gives her, Mashvi doesn't need to get from the second guy. She goes back to her first husband, since it was only Kedushin, he never lived with her, so there's no Znus over here. So she can go back to her first husband. Now, if she would need a get, right, and the second guy gave her the get, she's puzzled to a Kohen. Because that's called even Reya HaGet. It's a get the Rabbana. Puzzles her to a Kohen mid the Rabbana. But if she doesn't need a get at all, and the guy gave her a get, then it's nothing. Some guy in the street comes over and gives a woman a get, it doesn't puzzle her from a Kohen. There's no get over here. It's the same thing over here. If this guy doesn't have to give her a get, right, and he gives her, because Lamaisi was never married to her, and he gives her a get, she's not puzzled to Kohuna, that means that there's no chiyuv to give a get. Because if there would be a chiyuv, and he gave her a get, even though it's only drabbanan, and only because of Marisayim, she's puzzled to Kohen. Rashi, shenasim achron get, she irsa, michlal de lo boy get, afilu midrabbanan. The boy get, or kaimelon, afilu reyach get puzzled to Kohuna. A get the Rabbanan surely puzzles, even a reyach get, where there's some kind of possibility that this get should be a get, it's also passes it from Kohuna. Ela Seifa Amre Kedushe Tos Havi. Right? The Seifa people will say that it was Kedushe Tos. So Rashi learns Kedushe Tos means that the first guy married her on the condition that he was a Kohen. And he turned out not to be a Kohen. So the Kedushin's bottled. That's why she was able to marry a second guy. Right? That's why she was able to marry a second guy. Seifa, no, Amri Kedushe Tos Havi. And therefore we'll say that that's why she's going wet out of this Kedushin, because what's it called, they made a mistake, it was a mistaken Kedushin, that's why she's going out without a get. They won't say that a woman can leave a marriage without a get. They'll say probably this marriage was a mistaken marriage, that's why. Okay. So Reisha Nomi Amri Nesue Tos Havi, and the Reisha also where she met Nesuin, let's say the same thing. People won't say that a married woman goes without a get. They'll say there was probably something wrong with this marriage. That's why it was dissolved. Because it was a tos. Tosa says that can't be the case. Because the halacha is ain't tnai b'nisuin. Meaning the following. If a guy marries a woman and he says, hariyat mekudeshesli amanash ani kohen. And it turns out he's not a kohen. So it's kedushe tos and the kedushin is bottled. But if he says to her, hariyat mekudeshesli amanash ani kohen. And he marries her. And he has Nisuin with her. He lives with her. And then it turns out that he's not a Kohen. The marriage is a good marriage. Why? Because ain't Adam also be lost or be lost nos. Because a guy, what's it called, he knew that he wasn't a Kohen, right? And he, what's it called, and once he lived with her, even if he made a tenai on her, that you're a Kohenis or something, once he lived with her, he did it across the board. The tenai is bucky. Because he knows that if the tenai remains in Lamafreya, he ends up being Mizama, because the Kedusha was no Kedusha. So he's Mavatar on the tenai. So ain't tenai been Nisui. That's why somebody wanted to make a whole thing as a prenuptial agreement. This was about 100 years ago, that everybody should get married, that in case they, what's it called, they abscond or whatever, that the marriage is no marriage. Then most of the Rabbanim came out and said it's no good, because that only helps till the Nisuin. After the Nisuin, all the Tanayim are bottled, so the Tanayim won't help anymore to be Mavakul Kedushin the Mafreya when the guy runs away or whatever. So he marries on condition that in case I run away, the Kedushin should never be a Kedushin. So it's no good, because as soon as they have Nisuin, he's Mavakul the Tanayim, because they have most of the Bilos of Bilos Nus. So Tosa says Kedushe Tos means that she thought her husband was dead, and he wasn't. That was Kedushe Tos. If People will say, the only reason she married this guy is because she thought the guy was dead. That's why she got married to him. Memela, they'll know that the Kedusha was never a Kedusha. That's Kedusha Tolls. People understand that she got married because she thought the husband was dead. That's the Kedusha Tolls. Right? So Mara says, no, Kansur Abonin. In the Teresha, Enochinami, it could be people will say that it was Kedusha Tolls, or Kinesue Tolls. But the Rabbana gave her a Knas, since she ended up living with another guy, and was Mizana, therefore they gave her a Knas. So Mara say, Nami Lichnasua Reisha, right? What's it called? Kansur Rabbonin. The Mara says, Seifa Nami Lichnasua. The Seifa also, she gave her a Knas, where she only got married. Give her a Knas also. She went and married somebody else. So give her a Knas that she needs, what's it called? A get from both of them. The Mara says, no. Reisha do Avidas Isura Kansua. The Reisha, where she actually did an Isra and lived with a guy who wasn't her husband, right? Thinking that the husband was dead, they made a Knas. Safer, the low of the Surah, low Kansura, but the safer, she didn't do anything awesome. She had a wedding, so what? Didn't live with the guy, and therefore they didn't give her Kanas. Rashi, Kansura Rabbonin, no, safer, Legavi Kedushin Vade, Kedika Omres, the low boy again. Why Kedushin? You're right, he doesn't need a get. And therefore, if he gave her a get, she doesn't puzzle for a Kohen. With the Kashil of Shema Yomu Girizev, Kidizev, and the problem is, people will say that this guy divorced her, and she got married to this guy, even without nisuin, and she can go without a get. And they'll learn from there that married women can go out without a get. Lo osi le memorach, they won't say that. Ela amre midenatka belo get. The fact that she doesn't need a get is because kedusha tos hardly could go down menashani kohen but into Israel. That kind of tos. Where he married her on condition, it turned out that the condition wasn't fulfilled. Where she did an Isser, we don't say that, well, people will understand. Or they'll think something, okay. There, they gave her a Knas, and we're choshish that people will take the worst scenario. But well, she didn't do any Isser, then we say, well, people will probably understand. We're not machmer on her. Okay. Right. Ein lo ksuba, my timer. Why doesn't she have a ksuba from either one? My time at takinu le rabbanan ksuba. Why did the rabbanan institute a ksuba? In order that he shouldn't be easy to divorce her. Because he knows he has to pay money if he divorces her, so it's harder for him to do such a thing. Right? The amount of the ksuba, according to some opinions, is so small that they ask, you know, it's like $50. I mean, the guy wants to divorce his wife, he'll spend $50. Some say they did it at an amount that even the poorest person would be able to afford it, and for a poor person it'll hold them back. Others say that when he thinks about the ksuba, he starts thinking about the wedding and the pictures and the whatever, and then he starts feeling bad about divorcing his wife. Okay. Over here we want him to divorce her, so we don't give her a ksuba. We want him to divorce her as easy as possible because she has to get a divorce from both of them. Ain lo peiros lo mazonos lo blows tonight ksuba ksuba dali. These are all tonight ksuba, and they have the same din as the ksuba. Nakla mizel mizeh. If she took mazonos or whatever from both of them, she has to give it back. Pshita mal the same. Akima the tofs lo mafkina. I mean, not likely. I think she grabbed it. She can keep it. No, we take it away from her. Okay. Rashi. Tnai ksuba mizonaychi uksusaychi upeirish ochol nami lo mishalim. Afal gav de ein lo ksuba mishum de rabbanan kansua. Even though she doesn't have a ksuba, right? Still, we take these things away from her. Mishum de ashkan bi almana de yesh la peirish ochol who de itzrich levei merhaka de ein lo. By an almana, if she ate peirish, even shlokadim, we don't take it away from her, right? In other words, an almana who ate peiros from her husband's property after the death really doesn't get them. But we don't take it away from her. But over here, we do take it away from her. Okay. Okay, the next thing starts a sugya that doesn't seem to have anything to do with this for the next little bit more than an omelet. And finally, the Gemara will connect it to what it has to do, but it's all about the truma. And it doesn't seem to mamish that. It just fell into this sugya completely. In the end, the Gemara makes a connection between the cases of Truma and the fact that it's the Mamzer, the Rabbonim, the Rabbonim, the Masakin something, right, to be Oker Dover Min HaTorah. So they're bringing first from the Truma as a Hakdama, and then we'll get to how the Rabbana can make somebody a Mamzer who's not a Mamzer and be Mater him to marry another Mamzer or whatever. How could the Rabbana do something that's connected to Torah? That's, this is a sugya of Yesh Koach Biyad Chachomim Laker Dover Min HaTorah or Na'en Koach. Do the Rabbana have a Koach to uproot things from the Torah or not? Did the Torah give them that power? That's the, basically what we're reading.
We're learning about a woman being believed to say that this is definitely not my husband.
Right.
Why does she have to be honest with that? I mean, she has all the reasons in the world to have everybody believe that.
Oh, she's not believed except for Gabi herself. In other words, if you really believe that and you marry him, right, we can't take you away. You're a Bilem over your dealings, right? Nobody else can tell you more than you know yourself. We can't, with her dust, she won't be able, somebody else wouldn't be able to get married to this guy or whatever.
But what about the children from the second marriage?
The children from, since she's believed with Gabi herself, so her children of Hashem.
Yes,
she
has every interest in the world then to not have her children be mom's
errand. Yeah, I don't know, but again, that's, since it's Nogea only to herself, right, and her children, we don't say that we're choshed that a person has a negias or whatever. Negias is negias mammon or something like that. But not to believe her because she has a vested interest. I mean, we don't know. Not to believe a person, right? A man comes home to eat lunch. A woman has every vested interest to make sure the lunch is there and it's kosher. So she has a vested interest. Say it's kosher, so we believe.